He'll raise our old bodies from this earth one day, or He'll come in the clouds of glory for us one day. And the Bible says we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, which means He's going to glorify us, and we'll have a body like His wonderful, glorious body. If you can't think about any wonders of God in your life, just think about those four: salvation, sanctification, justification, and one day, hallelujah, glorification. You've got a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Yes, we do.
Well, Johnny? Yeah, Petty? Well, it's been a wonderful Thanksgiving again this year.
Yep, it has. Ain't got nothing to be thankful for, though.
Oh, honey. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Welcome to Sharon Baptist Church. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland. You can find out more about us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com. We're in the Kannapolis Concord area near Wyckoff Elementary School. We'd love to have you come join us. We're a small congregation. We're not a big mega church. We're just a loving church that preaches from the Bible. Not stories, not Reader's Digest stories, not motivational stuff. Just the Word of God. That's what I love about the church. I'm going to speak for myself here. I'm going to get off my announcer voice here. I'm going to speak for myself. I really like this church. Sharon Baptist, I've been there. I went there a long time ago, and then I, like a prodigal son, went away anyway. The church is so loving, and I get to do the radio announcements, you know, I get to help run the sound, and it's just a loving church, not because I get to do stuff, it's just a loving church because they really, really preach the Word of God. The relationship I have with other people, the relationship I have with society and as a whole, everything, my whole life is changing, and it's not because I'm getting like a 12-step program. I'm getting the Word of God, and I go home, and not to steal another radio announcer's cliche words or whatever, I go home and I marinate on it, or I go home and I think about it, and I study it, and I get on something that's, and that gets me on another verse. Do you know, you can look on his website, there are dozens of other sermons in the audio form you can download to your MP3s or to your phone. You can also watch on our YouTube channel. But, I mean, just on the website, there's sermons you can watch. It's sermons on Facebook. Point is the message. It's not about the lights. It's not about the special effects. It's not about the sound effects. It's about the Word of God. And that's what you get at Sharon. That's what James preaches. He gives you the Word of God. No ifs, ands, or buts. I learned this from a rapper on a soda can or something like that. Oh, that inspired me for a message. No, the Word of God is where the pastor goes to get the message. And then the Word of God is where he goes to preach the message. And then the Word of God is where he stays when he preaches the message. So what you're getting is the Word of God, the ultimate authority, the God's of gods, God's word, not my word, not his word, not James's word, not the preacher's word, what the Bible says, expounded, explained. And that's why I like Sharon Baptist Church. So anyway, I will get you to the message. This message is called It's Time for Thanksgiving. Again, you can find out more about Sharon Baptist Church on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or watch live stream on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. Or join us here next week on this radio station. Props to this radio station for playing this message. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
And if we stop and think about it, we'll all agree that with the morning's message, it's time to give thanks. Amen? Turn, please, with us to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 105. Psalm 105, I'm going to read the first five verses. In Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5, and share a message about the time for Thanksgiving. Anytime's a good time for Thanksgiving, isn't it? Any day is a good day for Thanksgiving. Every day is a good day for Thanksgiving. Although we celebrate once a year a special day of Thanksgiving, every day is a day of Thanksgiving for us, isn't it? Yes, it is. Psalm 105, verse number 1. I want you to notice, as I read these verses and give emphasis, notice the action words in these five verses. Notice how it begins. It begins, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forever or evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." Those verses are just full of action, aren't they? When you start thinking about Thanksgiving Day, I'm sorry to report, as you well know, that most people look at Thanksgiving Day as a mundane holiday, a day that not all people, but most people are free from work that particular day. We get so wrapped up many times in the festivities of the holiday itself, and if we forget why we even have the holiday at all, what's it really all about? What's involved in Thanksgiving other than meals with your family? I'm all for those. We have those too. I'm all for meals with your families, ministering to your family. I'm all about those things. But we cannot forget what Thanksgiving is really all about, can we? It's not just about festivities. Thanksgiving should be all about the Father. Did you notice in these verses, everything in these verses talks about our Heavenly Father? Nothing mentioned here about too many festivities. It would be wise for us, I believe, today to look at these five verses in some real detail. Because in these verses, it says nothing about festivities. It talks about the Father. It's all about Him. And giving thanks to Him and recognizing Him and giving Him the glory which is due to Him. Notice how these verses begin and notice how these verses end. It begins in verse 1, "Give thanks unto the Lord." And in verse 5, it says, "Remember Him." Remember some things about Him. So it begins and it ends with our Heavenly Father, doesn't it? Now, what's involved in all this? What should be really involved in this Thanksgiving celebration that we're so close to observing together in just a few days? It's time to give real thanks unto the Lord. There's five things in these verses I want you to see with me. Five wonderful things tells us what's involved in real thanksgiving unto the Lord. Notice, first of all, it's a time to rely on the Lord. Notice verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people." We're encouraged here to rely upon God. We know from experience we can't rely on the government. Yeah, can I get another amen? We can't rely on the government. We know that for sure. We're finding that out day by day, aren't we? You can't depend on the government. You can't depend on the arm of the flesh and your own abilities, intuition, education, whatever it is. You can't depend on those things because the arm of flesh will do what? Fail you, won't it, every single time. So in relying on the Lord here and giving thanks to Him, there's several things in these verses I want you to see. Notice, first of all, notice this. It says, call in verse 1, call upon His name. That name, whose name? God's name, Jesus' name. That name is above all other names in the world. That's the name we're to call on during this Thanksgiving season. If you're not saved, now's the time to call on that name. Amen? Those who are viewing us, those who hear us, those who are here today, if you haven't ever called on that name, now's the time. Today's the day. Now's the time to call upon that name. And the Lord Jesus will save you. It says, call upon the Lord. In verse 4 it says, seek the Lord. Isaiah wrote it, Isaiah said something like this. He said, call upon the Lord. Seek Him when He can be found. So, call upon the Lord, that's relying on Him. Seek the Lord, that's relying on Him. But it doesn't seem like to you that most people are seeking everything but the Lord today. Anyone, most people, not everyone, thank the Lord. But many people are seeking the wrong things and the wrong person, aren't they? All else they're seeking except the Lord. Isn't it time we sought the Lord? If there ever was a time, today is a time, isn't it? To seek His strength, the Scriptures say here. Now, we see we don't have any strength in the flesh. You can't rely upon the flesh. You can't call upon the flesh. You can't seek the flesh. It will fail us, as we said earlier, so we know. How long, it says here in verse 4, should you seek the Lord? Look at this, verse 4. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face. How long? Evermore. So we're always supposed to be relying on Him, calling upon Him, rejoicing in Him, not just on a Thanksgiving holiday, but every day that we live, forever. All our confidence can very well be placed in Him, and we can depend upon Him as we rely upon Him every single day. All of our desires should be during this Thanksgiving season to our Lord. Our determination ought to be through this Thanksgiving season that we'll rely upon the Lord. So that's just one thing I see in this psalm. But there's a second thing I see here. Not just we should learn to be thankful to Him, rely upon Him, but we should also rejoice in Him. Look at verse 2. Sing unto Him. Have you ever sung a song to the Lord? Have you really in your heart ever just stopped where you were, what you were doing, and said, Lord Jesus, this is to You. It says here, sing unto Him. Nothing wrong with singing to the Lord, is there? Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of His wondrous works. Look at verse 3. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice seek the Lord. So we're not just to rely upon Him, we're to rejoice in Him. Sing to the Lord. When you sing to the Lord, you know what you do? You give Him glory and honor and praise. And when you do that, I tell you something else that will happen to you. Your heart will rejoice. When you sing unto the Lord and give Him glory and honor and praise and thank Him, and you'll rejoice in your own heart when you do that. In this time, beloved, and when in this age when men's hearts are failing them for fear, God's people's hearts ought to be rejoicing unto the Lord, singing unto the Lord. The book of Colossians teaches us we ought to sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs unto the Lord. When you do that, you praise Him, you glorify Him. Shouldn't that be our determination? To rely upon Him, to rejoice in Him? Paul the apostle once said, I'm determined not to glory in anything or anyone but Jesus Christ. He's right on target, beloved, right on target. We'll be right on target right along with Him this year, shouldn't we? To rejoice in the Lord. When you do that, let me tell you what will happen. When you rejoice in the Lord, others will see your rejoicing, your happiness in the Lord. They're going to wonder, well, what's going on in that person's life? When all the things that's going on there are so negative, so detrimental to what you want to see, then you see somebody who's rejoicing and glorifying the Lord and praising Him, they're going to wonder, what's going on in that person's life? And if they happen to ask you, you'll have the opportunity to tell them wherein lies your hope, wherein lies your help, and wherein lies your happiness. So rejoice, I say, Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. So you, when you meet with your families this Thanksgiving season, and you sit down at your table, gather with your family, let's rely on Him. Let's rejoice in Him. But I see another thing in this psalm that reminds me of Thanksgiving. to rely upon the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord. But he said something else here. He said, we're to recommend the Lord. Look at verse 1 again. He says, make known his deeds among the people. Look at verse 2. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. So we're to recommend the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Most people, not everybody, but most people had somebody to recommend Jesus to you. If you had somebody to recommend Jesus to you, let me see your hand. Not everybody, but most people. Some people find Jesus when they read the scriptures, or he finds them rather. But most of us have someone to recommend Jesus to me. My first recollection of someone reminding Jesus to me was my mother. Most of us could say the same truth. But somewhere down through the life's days and years, somebody recommended Jesus to you. Now here's my question. Who have you recommended Jesus to? You see, if someone's good enough to recommend Jesus to me, and they were, then I'll return that blessing and favor and give God thanks for what he has done for me and recommend him to somebody else. He says here, make known his deeds among the people. Who's he talking about, the people? Well, he's talking about, first of all, your family circle. They're people. He's talking about your friends. They're people. He's talking about lost people that you come into contact with all through your days of life. They're people. Make known the Lord's deeds among the people. Recommend him to the people. His deeds, he says, his wonders. We ought to be thankful for what Jesus has done for us. Not just one day a year, but every day of the year. What he's done for us. What he's doing for us every day that we live. If you understand that, if you think about that and you resolve yourself to look at that, I promise you this is what will happen. You can't keep that to yourself. You've got to tell somebody else about God's goodness in your own life. So we're to rely upon him. We're to rejoice in him. We're to recommend him. We can't keep quiet about it. Here's another thing to think about. How long has it been? When you were talking to someone, in the course of your conversation, did it or when did it come to talking about Jesus? In many conversations, we never get around to recommending Jesus to others. How wonderful he is. What he's done for us. We're to recommend him to others. Talk about his deeds. Declare his deeds among the people. If we're praising him, we praise God with our lives. Of course we do. But we're to praise him with our lips. You know, they go together. One's not complete without the other. They complement each other. Your life and your lips, we are to recommend him to somebody else. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody in your family needs to have Jesus recommended to them during this Thanksgiving season. Maybe a good friend of yours you've been trying to tell Jesus about. Maybe this will be the time to share him with somebody else. Maybe somebody you know that, possibly as far as you know, they're lost, that don't know Jesus at all, a good time to recommend him. How many of your friends have ever heard about Jesus? Not all of them. You think all the people we ever associate with, all of them are Christians, all of them know the Lord. Let me tell you something. A lot of folks never heard about Jesus. I mean, teenagers today have never heard about Jesus. They've never been to church one day in their life. They don't have any idea what worshiping God and thanking God's all about. They need somebody to recommend him to them. A lot of people don't know who Jesus is, and they need to know. Would you mention his name to somebody this Thanksgiving season? Would you share him with somebody else? Would you do it maybe today? So many lost people have never heard who Jesus is. How wonderful our God is. How awesome our God is. We need to share this in thanksgiving for our own salvation, for our own justification. Thank him. How much more thankful could you be to the Lord than recommend him to somebody else? I said there were five things in this psalm that I saw that during this Thanksgiving season, we ought to rely upon Him, rejoice in Him, recommend Him. And the fourth thing is this, we're to remember Him. Look at verse 5. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. Remember Him this Thanksgiving season. Focus our attention upon the Father. The festivities will take care of themselves. They always do, don't they? They always take care of themselves. Let's focus our attention on our Heavenly Father and remember Him, the Scriptures say. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanks. He's worthy of us to glorify Him. Three things in this verse I want you to see we're to remember about our Lord this Thanksgiving season. First of all, He said, remember His works. The Bible says in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, but the firmament, the earth, showeth His handiwork. Think about the works of the Lord. I've shared with you before, an old gentleman in South Carolina, when I pastored there, talked about the fall of the year, how dreadful it was to him. He said, the old leaves look so dead and dried, it reminds me of death. I said, brother, don't remind me of death. It reminds me of the wondrous works of the Lord. Think about it. Just think about God's wonderful works. Think about it, springtime. God just causes the whole earth to bloom forth and bring beautiful flowers for us to enjoy. All down through the summer months, there's beautiful things that God causes to bloom for us to enjoy His works. Then comes the fall of the year, this time of the year, when Thanksgiving comes around. God paints the whole countryside with a beautiful panorama of beautiful, beautiful leaves. From yellows to reds to oranges to browns. Just stop and think about the works of the Lord. Even with this world who has a curse of sin upon it, God still paints a beautiful panorama, doesn't He? We're to remember His works. How beautiful they are. We ought to be thankful. All throughout the whole year, God has some wonderful works that we need to just behold. And remember Him. When I see the springtime flowers, I remember God. When I see the fall foliage, I remember God. We're to remember God as we sit down with our families and remember His wonderful works. But there's something else He says here. We're to remember not only His works, but His wonders. Stop and think about the wonders of God. Could you even imagine to even try to even think about all the wondrous things, the wonders of God? There are too many to explain. If we could explain them, time wouldn't permit. We don't have the ability anyway. But think about the wonders of God. How many miracles has God performed in your life? There's no way to know. You can't tell. But I can assure you this. God has performed miracles in your life, whether you ever recognized it or not. Let me just mention a few that I know you're familiar with. If you're saved by the grace of God, that's a miracle, a wonder of God, that God would even let us come near Him, much less give His Son to die on the cross and be raised from the dead to make available to us salvation. If you're saved, that's a wonder of God in your life. And then another wonder. When you come to know Jesus, He places in your heart Himself in the power and presence of His Holy Spirit of God. He comes into your life to sanctify you, to set you apart from the world and start you on a progressive sanctification towards the Lord Jesus Christ, toward conforming you to the image of Christ who lives within you. That's a wonder that God would do that in our lives, isn't it? To save me and sanctify me, to save you, sanctify you, and let you go on a progressive sanctification. But listen, there's another wonder coming, justification. You've been justified if you've been saved. You've been declared not guilty before God. That's a wonder that God would justify us, sanctify us, save us. But the wonder of all wonders is one day He's going to glorify us. He'll raise our old bodies from this earth one day, or He'll come in the clouds of glory for us one day. And the Bible says we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, which means He's going to glorify us. And we'll have a body like His wonderful, glorious body. If you can't think about any wonders of God in your life, just think about those four: salvation, sanctification, justification, and one day, hallelujah, glorification. You've got a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Yes, we do. So He said, remember Him in His works, in His wonders, but in His word, His words, His judgment here in verse 5. Isn't it a blessing to know that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is true? Now, we need something to stand on by way of absolute truth today. Our world will tell you there are no absolutes, but there are. God's word is absolute, perfect truth. When lies are being told from the highest level of government today to the local level, to our own personal lives, there's so many lies being told today, so many false testimonies given today, so much that's absolutely anti-God. It's good to know I have something that I can stand on, and here it is. It's a word of God. His judgments are true. Be thankful. How long has it been since you just thank God for His wonderful word? I have the word of truth to stand upon. His word is true in time, in any time and every time. But His word is true not only in time, but it's going to be true in eternity as well. Do you know that you're going to be judged one day by the Word of God? You are. Whether people believe it or not, like it or not, agree with it or not, that's a standard by which God's going to judge us one day. So we need to remember His Word, His wonders, and His works. I want us to let this Thanksgiving season be a time when it's all about God, what He's done, what He's doing, and what He's going to do one day for us. I want us to praise Him, sing to Him, thank Him, honor Him, glorify Him, our Lord Jesus, in the beauty of holiness. That's my wish, that's my desire, that's my prayer for every single one of us this Thanksgiving season. So when you gather with your family and you sit down to maybe thank God for your dinner, which is good, think about it. We're relying on God this season. More so than ever, we need Him. We need His strength, this scripture said. We need to rely on Him and Him alone. We need to rejoice in Him. Sing to Him, praise Him, honor Him, glorify Him. We need to recommend Him to others. There's a song that comes to my mind, partial of it at least. It talks about a person going to heaven. It says, it's called "Must I Go and Empty Handed?" Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet Him. Must I empty-handed go? You don't have to go to heaven empty-handed. Recommend Him to others. Rejoice in Him. Rely on Him. And remember Him above everything else, what He's done, what He's doing, and what one glorious day He's going to do for us. Amen. So when you sit down, let it be about Him this year. Everything else will come into place as it should.
That was Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. You can find out more about us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com. That's SHARON, SharonBaptistConcord.com. Or watch live stream or join us in person, 2628 Shady Lane Avenue, 1045 on Sundays, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, Sharon Baptist Concord. God bless you.